nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, we are called by so many titles. We are called by so many titles. They say we are kings. Say we are kings, we are royal priesthood. We are the heavenly army, the army on earth. What are the other titles? Say we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We are what? A holy nation. He said we are saviors. A city on a hill that cannot be hidden. I just want you to see the wave that is coming from heaven. I just want you to now begin to get an understanding and perspective of your life. He said conquerors. He said you are more than conquerors. He said we are sons of the living God. Beautiful and wonderful titles. But there is one that is a wonderland among the titles. There is one particular title. Nobody has mentioned it. There is one title that eclipses every other title. And that is the bride. Can God have a wife? Can God have a wife? Have you seen yourself as a bride? Have you seen yourself as a bride? He said, we are the church. We are kings and priests. A king is not a king to his bride. So his bride is not a king. President Buhari is not a president to his bride. He's not president to Aisha. Aisha to him is a bride. Have you seen yourself as the bride? Don't see maybe I'm a man and all of this. What is man there? You must learn to see God outside of this body. Because God is a spirit. God is a spirit outside of this body. This body that you cage and all of this. Say this one is a woman. This one is a man and all of those. Those things are for the earth. Jesus said, I've told you things of the earth. And you are struggling with it. How can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? We are right now going into the heavens. We are talking about heavenly matter. He said, you are a bride. You are a bride. You are a bride. In God's city, if you read your Bible where anytime God talks about, I want to destroy the city. Two things he said is going to steal from that city. He said, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. When he said, I'm going to destroy Jerusalem. He said, I'll make to see the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. Even in his second coming, what did he say? He said, they will be marrying and be given in marriage, then the Son of Man will come. There is something about the bride, there is something about the groom. The voice of the groom and the voice of the bride. John the Baptist said that he that has the bride is the bridegroom. He said, I, the friend of the bridegroom, I rejoice to hear his voice. I have had that voice and now my joy is complete. He said that is the friend of the bride. He rejoices to hear the voice of the bridegroom. When you carry the Bible, what does it tell you? This is the voice of the bride. If the Bible says Adam and Eve, they, what did they hear walking in the cool of the day? They had a voice. They had a voice. It's a spirit of praise voice. They trade in voice. That's why God said, I have magnified my word. I have lifted it more than my name. He said they had the voice of God. They didn't hear God walking. They had his voice walking in the cool of the day in the garden. They are not dumb and they see the wife. They had the voice of the bridegroom. There is what we call the voice of the bridegroom. And that's the voice of God. Then there is the voice of the bride. Have you seen your prayer point like the bride that is talking to the groom? Your prayer point. David understood this mystery. That's why the life of David is so much encoded. In 2 Samuel chapter 2, he said, when the waves of death encompass me, he said, when the sorrows of hell hem me in, when they trade me to the doorstep, he said, then I cried unto my God, and I lifted up my voice. He said, he had my voice in his holy temple. The voice of God ascended from the heaven, entered into all the gave way. Satan gave way. All the angels gave way. That voice came right into the ears of God. He said, he had my voice. He said, smoke was coming out of his nose. He said, God had my voice and he was shaking on his toe. He said, he was wroth, he was angry. He says, really, let me show you. I want to tell you that your life, how you understand your life goes a long way. Second Samuel chapter 22, verse 4. It's not why you are just praying, God is not hearing your prayer. That's why prayer meeting is one dry thing. Because our heart is dry and our understanding is dry. If you notice that it's majesty talking to majesty, it's the bride talking to the groom. How he will hear you. He said, my father will give you whatsoever you ask in my name. Verse 4. He said, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Continue, please, the next verse. When the ways of death compass me, the flaws of ungodly men make me afraid. The sorrows of hell compass me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I call upon the Lord. I don't know how many are distressed in this place. And cry to my God. And he did hear my voice out of his temple. And my cry did enter into his ear. He said, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation of heaven moved and shook. Because he was angry. The next verse. He said, then went up a smoke out of his nose. You don't realize that this was in response to somebody's prayer. Somebody talked to God. And look at the reaction from him. He said, smoke came out of his nose. And fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. How? This is speaking in the capacity of the bride to the groom. The bride. Read up to the book of Revelation. It talks about the voice of the... Go and do search in your Bible. The voice of the bride and the voice of the groom. I will make it to... When you are looking at city, you are looking at structure. God does not understand the structures in the city. All he sees about this is the voice of the groom and the voice of the bride. When Israel was misbehaving in the days of Eli, he said, God, the voice of God was great in those days. He refused his voice to be heard. He said, to this man will I look. He that what? He that trembles at my voice. I want to take a song before I go into my meeting. It's your word like fire. I say, this is the voice of the bridegroom. The word of God. The voice of the bridegroom. So when you carry it in one kind of shabby something and all of those things, the word, when you listen to messages, when you read Christian books, you expect to hear the voice of the bridegroom. God spoke one word to me. You know why I'm not scared? I was in somewhere one day, someone said, I cannot pass this road. I said, in the middle of the night, if God comes for it, I'll pass it. Because God has shown me the length of my days. Yes, it's there in my book. God has shown me the length of my days. He's the God of covenant. He told Simon, he determines how he comes. He told Simon, he said, you will not die until you see the Messiah. Even if it takes 500 years for him to come. That is the strength and the power of the voice of the bridegroom. It is length of days. Praise the Lord. It's your word like fire. And please, I want us to stand up. To talk about divine life, I want to appreciate the elders, the king, the pastorate, our mama too, Pastor Daudu. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Let's read place we read in John chapter 1. Are we there? I will do the reading. John chapter 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. See, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We all know the story of creation. When God made man, he said, God there, formed man from the dust of the ground. He spoke every other creation, but he formed man from the dust. And the Bible says, God breathed into man. What was the breath called? What started the human race? It was the breath of life. It was the breath of life. That was what started the human race in the first place. Don't forget. So God breathed into him the breath of life. And man, it was just a mass of dust, just like all of this clay. Immediately he stood up. You know, the hair was not there when he formed it. You know this hair? It is that life that produced all the physical features you can see. When he put the clay together, the eyes were not inside. He said, the dust of the ground, this clay, you've seen mud before. God just put it together. Because he wanted to put that man in a vessel. He doesn't even need that clay in the first place.
Yes, he doesn't need it. Because in the second order, this is the first order of men. That's why they say, okay, then before I enter, go to that one. So where that breath entered into that man, everything you can see just appeared. You see the lungs, the brain. Is it from the dust he made the brain? He said that a breath that activated all those things into existence. It is called the breath of life. God breathed into his nostrils, the breath of life. That Genesis 2:7. Then God planted so many trees in the garden. He said, you can eat, this is your food. Then he placed one there again, they call it the tree of life. Once you eat that tree, you'll be immortal. You will never die. He placed it in the middle of the garden. It is called the tree of life. I'm talking about divine life so that we can see the gospel. I want us to unveil and unpackage the gospel. We'll see it the way it is. So he put that tree towards what? The tree. That tree supplies life. Supplies life. So that's why when man sinned, he put a cherubim there in Genesis 3. You know, turning everywhere. So that, what did he say? So that man will not take of the tree of life and live forever. So that man, that first man that God created was corruptible. There's a difference between corruptible, incorruptible, and corrupted. He was not corrupted, but he was corruptible. He was subject to corruption. It can be corrupted. That was the first man that God made. So he was corruptible. He was subject to corruption. That's why he said, in the day you eat this thing, you will what? You will die. In the second order, when Jesus comes and takes the same home, are they going to die again? That's how he said what? We are being born. We are being born. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 now. We are born of what? Of the word of God, an incorruptible seed. Please call it up. I need to be fast with me. 2 Peter, that is second to the last verse. That's 23 or thereabout. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, 23. In 3:24. He said, being born. Now, that first man was born. And this is like the second man too is born. So, just want to say that. He said, being born, not of corruptible seed. Because the first man was born of corruptible seed. That dust, that clay that God formed. That's what formed the body today. The flesh. The flesh was corruptible. He said, being born again, not, why? Because the first was corruptible. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. By the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Praise the Lord. The second creation is going to be born. That body that was come from the dust. This one, the body is going to come from the word. And that's why they are going to live for God forever. They cannot be tempted. They cannot sin. Jesus himself was born by the word. That's why he was not subject to death. That's everything they did, he could not sin. Jesus was at the age of 3, he couldn't sin. There was no capacity to sin. At the age of 6, at the age of 10, that I can quickly tell one something to escape. You can tell a lie to escape. Who put this in there? No. You know, he held on to righteousness. Even, we don't know that even at that age they were pampering because they could see from heaven that there is one that is sinless. The spirit could see it. Even at the age of 5. Even at the age of 6. So when you look at Christ, don't just look at that cross and all of those things. It's a whole lot of stuff that God will unveil and open in the heavens for us. You know, even at the age of 9, they've already they couldn't, but he still, because it could not be subject to corruption. And that's the second nature we have. They say we are born, say I'm born again, born again, born again. A lot of people are not born again. I'm sorry to say. Yes. I will go into the messages. A lot are not born again. You are born of this seed. He says it's an incorruptible word, seed. He said the word of God, he said it lives and it remains forever. Times will change, but it will still be remaining. No matter the circumstances, it will remain. He said it abides forever. That is the seed. Praise the Lord. So the first creation, I say God breath. It started with the breath of life. If you go on, you come and you see things like the tree of life. The tree of life, I'll mention two now. Then I will play on words. Everything that God has speaks about life. Even the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the gospel? What is inside the gospel? If this is the gospel, what is inside? What is the content of the gospel? Amen. Praise the Lord. What is the content of the gospel? It is life in your spirit and in your body. Life. Life. The Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Please, you have to be fast. The story is in verse 9. 2 Timothy. Christianity is not playing choice, it's not games. It's not game. Costly. I went somewhere yesterday to preach on costly assumption. And I told them some things. A lot of us are assuming. a lot of, you see that thing, Father, I give my life to you and you come out. That's just not it. That's not just, it's not answering altar call alone. He's talking about, he said, when you are talking about being born again, you receive a seed. Have you seen a woman receive seed inside of her womb? That seed will begin to what? It will begin to rumble. It will begin to grow. Before you know, from that seed, can you see? You know, I gave you an example that the breath was the one that formed the eyes. Was when he received that seed, can you see? When the body now begin to, you know, that one grew up in one day. It doesn't have to follow maybe like a 9 months to develop brain. How many months? 6 months to develop eyes. Everything develops in an instant. When he breathed into that mud, the breath of life. So when the woman receives seed, God now plays that in the natural so that we can understand. You see, that's spermatozoa and the egg will come together. You know, the seed of a man and the seed of the woman. But that one was the seed of God now and the seed of... So, the eyes will begin to form. The lungs, everything will start coming. Before you know, 9 months, the baby comes out. Forces say it's time to come out. Comes out, it becomes a man, starts stretching legs, starts going up and down. And that baby now has become your pastor, Pastor Femi. Yes. So, no, can you see seed? I want to show you the potency and the power of seed. How can you say, this one is, you know, I showed you about incorruptible. This one is even natural. This biological. This biological is natural, but it's also webbed with the spirit because there's life inside. Even the, let me use the word natural seed. Then what about a person that received the spiritual seed? A woman that received the natural seed and produce and bring forth. Look at what he brought forth. You know, and that is person like you with all your faculty and your capacity. Then someone that received the spiritual seed and is producing nothing and he said he's born again. What a costly assumption. Okay. Are we there? Okay. Okay, that was 7 to 9 now. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not you therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner. But be you partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Alright. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. The next one, that's where I'm coming. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ. Something is made manifest. Who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Can you see the very essence of the gospel? Supposed to produce life inside of you. He has brought life and immortality into life, into manifestation, into existence inside of our body, what? Through the gospel. That is what the gospel carries, life and immortality. That's why Jesus was preaching, say, whosoever hear this word of my word, he that believes in me will never die. He said, he that believes in me will never die. I said, and though he were dead, he said, he will stand up. He will stand up. So the gospel supplies life inside of your body. He has brought life. And he is outside all of those so many winds and shadows were chasing about. It's a life. Life, you know. He said, though the outward man perish, but there is a life within. The inward man is renewed day by day. The outward man is perishing. For the outward man is perishing, that's what our affliction, persecution, a lot of bad things happening. But there is one inside that is still growing. Because that was the man that received the seed. Praise the Lord. God has a book. What's the name of that book? It was mentioned 5 times. What's the name of the book? They call it is the book of life. The book of life. Then even the crown, the inheritance that God will give, what's the name? The crown of life. Okay, I will show you those scriptures. For a lot of people are not jotting, but for the sake of you that are jotting, I will show you the scriptures. I would just want to talk about it, but let me show the scripture. Okay? Open to James chapter 1 verse 12. I will also explain the lie, but let me gather momentum. So I will now explain. James chapter 1 verse 12. What did he say? Blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, what shall he receive? Huh? It's not a physical crown that God will put inside of your head. He will put life in your mortal body. When he took that clay, what did he put inside? He injected life. That's how spirits reward. Life. He said, I will give you the crown of life. This is James chapter 1. You see it? You see the same thing in Revelation chapter 2. Okay. Revelation chapter 2. Have you seen it? He that overcomes, to him will I give the crown of life. 2:10. Alright. Revelation 2:10. What does it say? I want you to read your Bible so that we can talk together. I want to hear you talk. So talk. Who has seen it? Or you can read from the board if your Bible is not open. It says, fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. I will not deliver you. When you go into that prison, he told them, I'm not going to deliver you. He's there. He said, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. He told them before it happened. That means he could have even prevented it. But he's not going to prevent it. That, and cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. And you shall have tribulation 10 days. He said, be faithful unto death. He said, continue to death. I will give you something. I will give you the crown of life. You know, if you cannot see the supernatural, you cannot live. Yes. I'm a Christian. If you cannot see the supernatural, if you cannot see, that's why they say for the joy that was set before him. Jesus was seeing something in the soul. He said for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and he despised the shame. So, praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to the next one. Revelation chapter 21. God has a river. And what is that river called? Everything about God supplies life. That's why you are privileged to have a home. A home. Say you are Christian. God, it's a big joy. It's a weightier matter. Because that home is supposed to be a life source. Life is supposed to be flowing in that home. That's the gospel. That's what God gives you. It's like the good shepherd. He goes ahead of his sheep. He said, the sheep hears me and they follow my voice. He said, and I give unto them eternal life. John 3:16, what did he say? When God loved, what did he give next? For God so loved the world that he does what? He gave his only begotten son. Now in giving that son, what was in the son? Whosoever believes in him will have life. We have life. Life. Okay. Which scripture did I see? Revelation 22. Have you seen it? He said, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a test of the fountain of the water of life. Go to 22 verse 1. This is how the Bible ended. I said, everything began with the breath of life. And everything is ending with life again. Look at 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life. Clear as crystal. Look at what was coming out of the throne. It was life. He just saw something flowing. For want of description, he used the word river. Praise the Lord. If you see life, can you describe life? But he just sees something flowing from the throne. Life. He said, a pure river. It is the water of life. Then look at, everything started living. Amen. Look at the next verse. He said, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. Can you see that tree of life back again? From Genesis 1. Genesis, can you see? Now, it's still in the middle. Because in the middle of the garden was the tree of life. It's the tree of life which bear 12 manner of fruits. And yielded our fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing. Go to Revelation 11:11. After 3 days, these were the two witnesses in the book of Revelation that were killed. He said, and after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life, the Holy Ghost is called the spirit of what? The spirit of life from God entered into them and they stood up upon their feet and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Now go to 1 John chapter 1. We've seen the spirit. I'll still itemize all those items I called now. You see the spirit. Now go to 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. Say that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the what? Of the word of life. This is the word of God. It is called the word of life. Everything about God speaks life. That's why even if you remember, John saw him in the book of Revelation. He couldn't describe who he was seeing. He said, I saw one, sitting upon the throne. That's Revelation 4. When he said when he entered into the heavens, he said, I saw him that sits upon the throne, like him that lived forever and ever. There was no name. When he saw the Father, he just saw life. He saw him that lived forever and ever. He just saw life. This is what Jesus came to inject into your body. The life of God flowing and searching through your body. That is the essence of the gospel. Every other thing is immaterial. Your calling might take you through poverty. it might take you to wealth. None of it is a testimony. What is the testimony is the life of God in inside, the life that is within. That's why you put you into prison. I will not even deliver you. Yes. He said Hebrews 11 now. He said some of them were even offered what? Deliverance. He said, but they rejected deliverance that they might attain a better resurrection. They have seen that life. And that was what they were going after. That's why Job could say, though he slay me, I have lost everything. I lost what I lost. He said, though he slay me. This is a man that has seen the supernatural. He said, I will see my Redeemer in my flesh. Praise the Lord. So there is something that should drive you on earth. It's not about God answer your prayer. Give me and give, take and give, take and receive. Israel, he gave them everything they wanted. But they were not partakers of this life. It's only Moses that entered into it. And that's why Moses' body was not subject to death. If God had not taken Moses, he would not have died. Because they said at the age of 120, his eyes has not dimmed. And even his natural strength has not abated. So Moses was as young as a young child. So that body could still continue. Why do we die? It's because our body can no longer sustain our spirit. Say somebody's old and all of this. But Moses was so full of life. So full of life. All those times he was going to meet God, they were giving him oracles. David, something was being injected into him. That's why the radiance of that thing was what was making his face to shine. His face was like light. It was stemming from that light that was within. That's why when Paul saw him on the road to Damascus, he said, I saw light. Don't forget, what do you read in John? I say in him was life. And that life is what? It's light. So when you say something come, you see some angels came, there was light everywhere. Because it is outside of that light is not a substance that it emanates from somewhere. It comes from the fountain of life. He said in him was life. And that life was the light of men. Some people want light and they don't want the life. Yes. The light shines in darkness. You want to conquer and overcome darkness. But you are rejecting the very source and strength of the overcoming life, which is the life of God within. Sometimes you don't even pray, that life activates itself and starts. You say you have put a hedge around Job. Job was carrying something. It was not prayer. He's not how defensive he is. I didn't pray today. That's why that thing happened. I didn't pray like, no. He said there was a hedge around about Job. So if anything Job has in Akure here, if he should leave Akure to New York, that hedge will still cover it. If Job does not aware that he's in New York now, he has moved from New York to Texas. Job is not even aware he's in Texas. That hedge is still covering it. It is life. So this is what the gospel, when he said, come unto me. He kept calling us. He kept calling us. It's not things. It's not fantasy. This is reality. This is life. He told the region, and one prophetic vision that region I had. He said, well, he told him I had to take Enoch. He said, Enoch was so full of life that I had to take him. With that life, you defy death. Yes, second. Please call up 2 Corinthians. It will defy death. Call up 2 Corinthians and you see it. Say, Enoch was so full of life that I had to take him. That's why I say, Enoch walked with God and he was not, because God took him. Amen. Because everybody must die. And if you entered into that parameter that you not see death, God himself will take you. He's not dead that took those men. 2 Corinthians, please call it up fast. Chapter 1. 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Please be fast. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, talking about this body, he said, we have a building of God and house not made with hands eternally in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. He's talking about this physical body, it's not just our body. We still have another body. Okay. Which is in heaven. The next one. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Continue. For we that are in this tabernacle do grow in this body. Being burdened, not that we should be unclothed, but clothed upon, that what? Mortality will be swallowed up of life. You see, this mortal life, this is how it's going to end. God will bring another life. This mortal life, I told you, started with the breath of life. God breathed into man. God is going to bring another breath. God is going to, if he has even done, if you look at your Genesis, God breathed into them, the first creation, the first order, I say is corruptible. God breathed into him, into the snow tree, and he became a living soul. Then when Jesus was going to, you know there are two breaths in the Bible. Men breathe countless, but as far as the Bible is concerned, there are two breaths. Two times God breathed in the Bible. The first one was in Genesis. What was the second one? Go to the book of John. John chapter 20. Yes. Okay. So two breaths produce two life forms. One produces a corruptible life, right? And one produces the incorruptible life. Look at the second breath in heaven. Are you there? John 20:22. John 20:22. And when he had said this, that Jesus talking to the disciples, he breathed on them and said unto them, he said, receive you the Holy Ghost. The second breath is the Holy Spirit. He said, receive the Spirit. So before all of we went into that something and all of those things was just playing out. But when he was going, at the, you know, the Old Testament, Jesus came in between the Old Testament and the New Testament. So before the start of the church age, just at the border of the start, God breathed again. And that breath is a receive the Holy Spirit. Receive, they receive life inside of them. And it is that breath that he breathed into them that attracted the one that came from heaven. So it was a meeting point. They had something inside. So when the Holy Ghost came, the Bible says the one that came, he rested on them cloven tongues, for power and for demonstration. But there was some, Jesus breathed. See, two times God breathed in the Bible, in Genesis and in this place, at the start of the human race and at the start of the church age, he breathed into them, receive the Holy Spirit. So can you see the life that you have? So can you see when they talk to you from heaven? Look at the way they talk to you from heaven. See, you are a royal priesthood. Angels cannot address you anyhow. Nobody. Because you belong to the king. You say you are a, I say among all the titles we have, one eclipse everyone, the bride. We are his bride. We are his bride. We are the body of Christ, we are his bride. The bride. The bride. That's why they call it the marriage supper. The marriage supper of the Lamb. That the final analysis, everything that we are going to see together, the marriage supper of the Lamb. So can you begin to now understand your identity, who you are from here? Rice does not define your life. Gary does not define you. There's nothing in Nigeria that touches your life. Nothing in the sphere of this earth. As far as this, if I say this earth is being reserved for fire, everything will be burnt up. There is nothing in this world that defines your life. Your life came from God. So you are born of a seed that cannot be corrupted. And this is the gospel. This is what we should preach to men. This is your understanding that men need to carry. A man that has this understanding cannot steal money. Yes. A man that has this understanding. When somebody is even carrying cross, almost unbearable, he was asking grace to bear it. Another man just see paper. Paper and I was painted and colored. Paper and thinner and colored. Yes, you can call it any name you want to call it, either dollar or naira or Chinese yuan. Paper that was colored. And men came together and gave value to it. That let's say this one now is 20. Men gave value to it. That man cannot drop his eternal inheritance for that. A man that has this understanding. That's why so many rubbish is lying about. If you have this understanding inside, Peter, what did he say? We, according to his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwell what? Righteousness. This world is not our home and it can never be our home. As far back as those times, Abraham was looking for a city that has foundation. He rejected this present city. It is not what is done, it's not worth it. This present city that men are building, giving gospel testimony inside. You carry the gospel and use it for these things. Building testimonies around this. He said, Abraham saw this city, he rejected it. He said he was looking for another city that has foundation. Whose architect? God himself orchestrated and designed that city. And the material for making that city is different from this. It's not sand, it's not clay, it's not cement. It is the word. That's why I say we are born of incorruptible seed. And that's why there is no more death in that life. In that new order. Can you see the material he used? They made the old creation. This sand, this dust. Everything comes from the soil. That's why God spoke to the soil. Let the earth produce vegetation, right? The grass, the trees, everything you eat, everything comes from the soil. And in that same soil that formed the body of man, praise the Lord, formed the body, and same thing from the same body of man, with our wisdom and our knowledge, we are beginning to produce things in the earth. Can you see? We design our aeroplane, we design our factories, we can make our jeans and everything from this body. It's the earth. It's the earth that is bringing forth. It's still from this body. Yes, all of our machinery, all of everything is still coming out of this body. God spoke to the air, let the earth bring forth. So he clothed man with earth. He clothed us with skin and sinew. Clothed us with the same earth. And out of this same earth, we can produce everything that we are seeing. But yet, it is way off. He said, no eye has seen. Neither has he entered into the heart of man what God has prepared. Oh my goodness. For them that love it, that love him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The day you were, there are three important days in your life. For those that have understanding, the day you were born, the day you give your life to Christ, and the day you are going to meet the bridegroom. I can't just wait for it. The day I will behold Jesus with my eyes. Will I cry? Will I kneel? Will I rule on the floor? What will I do? Praise the Lord. So he brought life. Life. Jesus himself is called the first Adam. What was the first Adam? 2 Corinthians 15, so that by way of rounding off, 2 Corinthians 15, look at the title they gave him. 2 Corinthians 15, verse 40 something there. See, the first Adam was of the earth, earthly. But the second Adam, 1 Corinthians 15. How many of us will enter into next week with this heart? There's not going to be a Sunday message, a meeting before next week. With this understanding, you enter into God's presence. When David got in there, right on the street, not here. Right on the street, his clothes were loosening. I wonder the kind of dance that David must have done that his clothes will start losing. In his full regalia, kingly regalia, everything was losing. I wonder how David was dancing. The Bible says he danced with the whole of his might. You know, we've not used all our strength yet. When the Bible says all, that means all. All! What you can do with all your strength. He said David engaged all his might. He was praising this God, the beauty of holiness. Why won't he praise him? He said, who forgave me all my sins? He said, who forgave me my sin? Who redeemed my soul from destruction? You don't know what it means that to go to hell. You think he's kissed globe. He said, who healed all your diseases? Look at you are strong. You don't know why that every day there's healing that goes on. Cells dies now. Is that not the message you preached to us last time? 50,000 cells dies in every second. If one cell did not die, that's what we call cancer. So you show that the difference between you and someone that have died of cancer or had cancer is that God kept the healing process every day. Every day those cells keep dying. Every second, 50,000 cells die. If 49,999 died and one did not die, we call it can be cancer of the blood, brain, any other thing you can call it. Every day healing process takes place on the inside. Why wouldn't David praise that man? Psalm 103, verse 3. He said, who forgive all my iniquity? He said, many things will offend all. Who forgive all my iniquity? Who heal all my diseases? He said, who redeem my life from destruction? Everything about this body wants to sin. He likes three things: food, sex, and comfort. Food, sex, and comfort. Everything about this body wants to sin every blessed day. Paul said, I die daily. If the apostle Paul dies daily, he says, subject the flesh every day. But if you allow it one day, you just spoil everything. He said, who redeemed my life? Even now that I'm born again, I could destroy myself. But every blessed day, he keeps me from destroying myself. That's what we call the withholding grace. God holds us back from sin. Who redeemed your life from destruction? He said what? Who crowned you? Abby? Who crowned you with loving kindness and tender mercy? And he gives you every blessed day. Imagine every blessed day I'm going, you know. Even if I travel on the road and see accident every day. He said only with your eyes. You are only permitted to see. How will I not tag that person? I go to Ondo every day. This is 6 years. I travel every blessed day. You see accident on the road every blessed day. I've had near misses. But that's the best that could happen. I've had near misses. That's the best that could happen. Every blessed day, now I will not thank that God. He said, who satisfy your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle? Can you see every day you are strong? You are tired yesterday. Just go and sleep. When you wake up again, you are going like a rolling ball. Every blessed day. That you know our process. Who does it over the night? When he gives you rest, he begins to walk. That's why I say he never sleep nor slumber. He said, he that keepeth Israel does not sleep nor slumber. While men slept, while you are sleeping, he comes to renew everything about you. Moses will stand up very strong and, you know, if Moses will wake up now, that tiredness of yesterday, he had more tiredness. The wife will be running at her skelter. Yes. Abby, madam, your husband, he tired, he stand. No. God renews you every blessed day. You say, that God, you cannot thank that God. That's why David was dancing. David was dancing. Praise the Lord. Now, let me show you your assets. All the assets you have, I want to show you where you are sitting. All your assets, with all our pride, you know, when we were so proud, with all our pride and all our going up and down, can you tell everything that you have? It's not the money in the account. It's not this card here. Let me show you your assets. Put your hand here. Everybody. You see that next breath you are taking inside? If it does not supply it, what happens? Look at where your car is. Can you get there? Can you get into your car? Even your own wife, your own children, they will not even want to see you. They will put you inside the soil. Yes. So the value, look at it, the next breath. Because every day you breathe out, That's the end. The next breath is supplied by God. You don't understand? It is his breath. He's the owner. That rich man in Luke 12, that my barn is full. Let my soul eat and drink. He said, God, say this night I'll take it from you. God came and took it. So this is all the asset that you have, the next breath that you are taking inside. If that one is there, see all these clothes you are wearing, it's not even your own again. When you are sweating, pull it off now. Here right here, start fanning you. Start pouring water on your body. Even everything you have is this next breath here. God gave me how many, I don't know how many I took yesterday. And since morning I've been taking. Tomorrow I'll keep taking, you know, and I'll keep taking. Can you stand up and just appreciate this God? Oh yeah, please come and play that song one more time. It's your word like fire. I want you to worship him. Appreciate this God. Life. Call him the Father of life. The life giving spirit. He said, thou will show me the path of life. God's path is called what? The path of life. Psalm 15. So you will show me the path. The path of life. When you walk that path. One thing is guaranteed. God will keep supplying life. He keeps supplying life. Look at the sun. Look at the sun. If the sun does not shine one day, the flower with the clouds will not bring that flower. Every day they receive life. Every day you receive life. What an awesome God. With my whole life, I will serve him. I will worship and I will honor this God.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Nation on your heart.